This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. That is 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, which
Tuesday night edition of the show, you can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, literally anything goes. Bored up, I hear a news feed or something in my ears. 800-259-5791. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the archives. The last 8 months of the show are there. You can download them all for free right there at freetalklive.com. So grab them up.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got lots of stuff to talk about tonight. This is one of those nights, man, where there's just too much prep.
Yeah, there's a load of it. And
I mean, if we had 4 hours with no callers, I don't even know if we'd get through it.
Yeah, there's no way. And people are bound to jam the phone lines up tonight, as they should. So we'll probably not get through half of what we imagine we're going
to
get through.
Indeed, but I want to start with this because we didn't get to it last night. I just think it is so outrageous, just so telling of who we're dealing with in Washington, D.C. I mean, we've been on this show before, and we've kind of just wondered aloud whether or not George Bush really is a bad guy, or, you know, whether or not he just kind of has everybody's best interests in mind, but he just goes about things the wrong way. And we've sort of just debated that time and time again throughout the past few years on the show.
Yes, we have.
I personally think he's a bad guy. And if you are one of the people that thinks that he's really a good guy but just a little misled, well, maybe you should listen to this. And I'm going to be quoting from the president here, so this is the president violating FCC rules. According to Capitol Hill Blue, last month, Republican congressional leaders filed into the Oval Office to meet with President George Bush and talk about renewing the controversial Patriot Act. Several provisions of the act passed in the shell-shocked period immediately following the 9/11 terrorist attacks caused enough anger that liberal groups like the ACLU had joined forces with prominent conservatives like Bob Barr to oppose renewal. GOP leaders told Bush that his hardcore push to renew the more onerous provisions of the act, you know, the whole parts where they're, for instance, breaking into your house without even telling you, doing a no-knock search and
reading your emails without your consent.
Right.
Intercepting phone calls.
Harassing bookstore owners. Harassing other business owners to find out who's been buying things from them, that sort of thing.
Won't even tell you if you've got a tap on your line.
Right. So apparently they were all coming in there to, I guess, have a chat. They told Bush that his hardcore push to renew the more onerous provisions of the act could further alienate conservatives still mad at the president from his botched attempt to nominate White House counsel Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. Bush retorted, "I don't give a goddamn. I'm the president and the commander-in-chief. Do it my way." "Mr. President," one aide said in the meeting, "there's a valid case that the provisions in this law undermine the Constitution." "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face," Bush screamed back. "It's just a goddamn piece of paper."
Well, I would say that's irresponsible. I wouldn't call it evil.
I would say that
I think a lot of people think that the Constitution, you know, it doesn't matter when
him.
It's time.
No. I actually this is like the first time ever that I've agreed with George W. Bush. Yeah, that's all the Constitution is. It is just a piece of paper, George, but it happens to be the GD piece of paper that created your office. It happens to be the GD piece of paper that sets the rules for this government that we have. So, to me, it's just a piece of paper with some words written on it. But to you, it should be the end-all, be-all. It's that GD piece of paper that you swore a GD oath to uphold when you took your office. So, I think this is him kind of tipping his hand, so to speak. I mean, he's been known to say things that he wasn't really supposed to say. Well, here he is showing his true colors. He doesn't give a damn about the Constitution.
It's clear.
Obviously.
Well, now I would like to say that this story
no more need for a facade here.
This story was gleaned from Capitol Hill Blue, and that site is somewhat blue, and not everything that one gets from there is always the most accurate of It's not the most reputable of news sources.
You know what? You're
right?
Just saying that because it's so outrageous, man. Which you're just trying to backpedal to defend the, to defend George Bush here.
I think in this case,
I'm sorry. This guy claims that he's talked to three people that were present for that very meeting, and all three of them confirmed what the president said about the Constitution. That's just as legitimate as plenty of the things that are reported in the major media.
I agree that in this particular case, that I think that this story is probably accurate.
Okay, major media, just to draw a comparison here, CNN, the AP, Reuters, they've been known to report on stories where there are anonymous sources involved.
Right.
Okay, so if there's one anonymous source versus three, it seems to me to be just as legitimate.
Well, in the same way that we always mention when we use a story from, say, the Inquirer or something like that,
right.
You know, we should mention that it's from Capitol Hill Blue.
Indeed. And to the Bush administration, the Constitution of the United States is little more than toilet paper, apparently, according to the guy that wrote this, Doug Thompson. And I got to agree, these guys are showing what they're all about. And what they're about is doing whatever the hell they want to do. They don't care. Constitution? Forget about it. It's just a piece of paper. What? That's supposed to have some bearing on me? I'm the President of the United States. I'm the head of the executive office. Ho, 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 where's my throne? Why don't you just go get him his throne? Because that's what he wants to be. Remember when he said the line, and this was in major media, the line about how if he was just a dictator, this would all be so much easier?
That much is true.
He let that one slip out a couple years ago. Now, who is this guy?
Well, I would say that he probably wants to have the Patriot Act enacted so that everyone's safer. I think he's trying to do the right thing
in that respect.
I do. I think that he will.
I can't believe that.
I don't think it's good. I think the Patriot Act is an abhorrent document.
No doubt.
But I think that...
You still believe this man has good intentions.
I do believe he has good intentions.
So you think his intentions, to him, he's got good intentions and they're so good that he's willing to flush the document that created his job, willing to flush the document that he swore an oath to.
Have you heard the statement, the ends justify the means, before?
Yes, I have.
I think that that's what Hayes believes. That in fact, in this case, that the ends, making everybody safer, justify the means, which is screw the Constitution.
Well, you know what? Here's what I have to say. To everybody out there that, I guess up until this point, if you've been shocked by this, my suggestion to you is that you stop funding these people. Just stop it. What, are you going to pay your taxes this year after the head of the executive office just flushed your Constitution down the toilet?
Well, he's been pretty clear he'll put you in jail for that crap, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what if everybody stops paying taxes? What if 50% of people stop paying taxes? Not saying that 50% of people are listening to me say that, but, you know, if a good percentage of people just didn't pay their taxes, what are they going to do?
It'd bring a loggerhead in.
Where are they going to get the money to build the jails from?
Especially if they made everybody said, you're going to take me to trial.
Yeah.
There'd be no way the system could process it.
No, there's no...
Be complete shutdown.
The IRS is already... I mean, they already have a tough time investigating all of the non-payers of tax.
Right. Can you imagine what they'd be scrambling to try to hire people to do investigations. The investigations would then be shoddy because they'd be all done by unqualified and poorly trained individuals. Oh, my God, it would be a mess.
Yeah.
It would be in real mess. I mean,
if
1,000 people... decided they weren't going to pay their taxes.
Well, I think there's at least 1,000 people that do it. But, I mean, I'm talking about not just regular taxpayers, but business owners, too. If you own a business and you are withholding taxes from your employees' paychecks, just stop. Just start paying them the full amount that they deserve. And then when the IRS comes checking around, just say, well, looks like your executive guy said that the Constitution's meaningless, so that must mean the whole government's meaningless. Who are you, anyway? Who do you people think you are? Huh? If you support if you support George Bush, if you support the IRS, if you support this government, I want to hear from you. Because I'm tired of it. I'm done. I'm renouncing my citizenship right here. 800-259-5791. I don't want to be a U.S. citizen. I just want to be a sovereign individual. And there's a big difference there. We'll talk about that coming up. 800-259-5791. Your thoughts here. George Bush flushing the Constitution, admitting that he thinks it's just a GD piece of paper. We're coming back. Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, We are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll-free 800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their picture. Not just any old picture, right, Manwich?
That's right. It has to be a validated picture.
What's that mean?
Well, it means they got a little sign or something like that in the picture that proves that they listen to Free Talk Live.
Right. It's usually a handmade sign. It says Free Talk Live on it or Manwich or something like that. That way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are who you claim to be.
And our listeners can rest assured that these women listen to Free Talk Live.
Indeed. And so, ladies, if you'd like to be a part of the Shrine, it is not a beauty contest. Go visit freetalklive.com and go to the Shrine, get all the details there. So we're talking about how George Bush allegedly called the Constitution a GD piece of paper. That's what he said, and I believe it. I don't care, you know, the fact that it's Capitol Hill Blue or CNN reporting it. It sounds legitimate because this seems like the kind of guy he is. He's in charge. He's the president. He's going to do what he wants to do because It's what he's been doing, and he's been getting away with it. Except for an occasional lawsuit here and there filed by the ACLU, for instance, or something like that. And by the way, I'd like to point out that there are a few people that seem to think that we were huge fans of the ACLU as a result of last night's show, and I'm not a huge fan of them, just that they seem to do more pro-liberty things than anything else. If you've got some sort of anti-liberty thing that the ACLU's been involved in, bring it to our attention. You know, we'll certainly talk about it, but at least these days, maybe they were a little more less pro-liberty back in the day. I don't know. But nowadays, it seems like they take consistent pro-freedom stances. And if you're taking a pro-freedom stance, I'll agree with you. As soon as you step away from pro-freedom and pro-liberty, I'll call you on the carpet.
Yes, you will.
And also, because we're getting a lot of new listeners from MySpace.com. And so a lot of them are hearing us for the first time and saying, well, why are you bashing the right so much? Well, why don't you bash the left? Well, the right is the ones that are in power. And if you're in power, you're going to get bashed on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. There's nothing to bash on the left. Yeah. They're, at this point, ineffectual.
Right. They're just kind of way out here, screaming and yelling.
Sorry, they lost a long time ago. And you can believe that if Clinton was president right now, we'd be talking about how he's not following the Constitution either.
Because exactly.
Bush isn't the only president that's treated the Constitution like so much... waste paper. They all have.
Yeah. Virtually every single one of them.
At least for the last 60, 70
certainly
years.
Certainly since Lincoln. Now, there were some decent ones in between him.
Yeah.
The ones that didn't do anything, those are the ones that were decent.
That's what we want from our presidents.
Yeah.
Ones that don't do anything.
Just sit in the White House and just sit. Sit, President. Sit.
Bust a bottle of champagne on the bows of a few ships. That's all we need from you.
Right. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Jim. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I was just thinking. I don't know how well this would go off or anything, but what if we went Gandhi on the government and, like, sit up in front of the White House and just didn't eat and tell them that we wanted this or that? I mean, they'd have to do something, right?
I think you'd die on the mall.
Yeah, they'd probably tear gas you or do something violent. And you're right, that's what Gandhi wanted. I mean, that's what Gandhi wanted. He wanted to have the state display the fact that it really is a violent organization. And that's the point of a Gandhi-style protest, is to be peaceful and have the state have to respond to you with violence.
Exactly,
right?
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, but then that would make us to be out the bad guys. It would make them to be the bad guys, and I think that opens people's eyes, don't you?
I think it would. I think you're probably right about that. I mean, what do you have in mind? What would you be protesting that they all of a sudden start following the Constitution? I mean, would there be one specific issue?
I don't know. I think we just, like, work down the chain, you know? I mean, we really need to straighten up the U.S., I believe, and the government just isn't doing it. They're just putting us in a hole. And
if you don't want to have one particular issue, I can tell you the media won't cover it very well.
Well, okay, the first thing, bring our troops back from Iraq. I mean...
That's a good one. You could probably get some popular support for that. But, I mean, how many people did Cindy Sheehan have at her little sit-down? She had a sit-down, I guess, protest out in front of the White House, and she was arrested. But they didn't use any, you know, force on her. Of course, she probably cooperated with the cops. You're talking about maybe doing like a Lauren Canario-style protest where nobody cooperates with the cops when they ask you to get up and put the handcuffs on?
Yeah, more or less. Just sit there. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, we wouldn't be doing anything wrong. We'd just be sitting there not eating. I mean...
I think it's a great idea. You know, I kind of question starting at the national level, because obviously putting these things together in this day and age is easier than it ever was, no doubt about it. But I wonder how effective it really would be, you know, in Washington. With all of the security, with all of the cops that are there, from what I'm told, they're all over the place in Washington, D.C. You know, I'm not sure if you'd really be able to gather a group of people together without the cops coming out. Because normally when you do a protest, you want to gather people in one area, then march to where you want to protest to, and then sit down or then do whatever it is that you're going to do. But as far as gathering the people together, I mean, I would predict that the cops would be in there with their rubber pellets and their tear gas lickety split.
Yeah, that seems like the government.
It just seems to me that New Hampshire is the place to make the stand for liberty as opposed to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, the most effective way for the government to deal with this, and I see this happening personally, is that they just ignore it completely and let people starve to death on the mall there.
Possibly, but they wouldn't be able to ignore it completely, because if you were doing it on the mall, then you'd get some press coverage.
I just think it'd be an interesting idea. I mean,
no doubt about it, Jim. And you know what? If you can organize it, by all means, go ahead. If we can afford it, we'll go up for it. But in regards to New Hampshire, I think it's interesting what's happening up there because they've had different protests over the past year, and almost every time the government has puffed itself up like a pufferfish almost, and then you know acted all big and tough and bad, and you know threatened people and sent out edicts and notices, and then when it came time for the event, once the government realized that these people aren't backing down, they're not backing away from the threats, the government's the one that took a few steps back. So I feel like we've almost got them on the run in New Hampshire, and I just feel like it'd be a lot easier to organize it there. There's some killer activists up there. And of course, then people don't have to travel as far if they're already living in the state. Jim, final thoughts?
Not much other than I love you guys' show. I listen to it every night. And
thanks for listening, Jim. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Rolf in Minnesota. Rolf, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Rolf.
Say, I'd like to, introduce a lawsuit or knowledge of a lawsuit that was filed a few months ago. And what it did is it gave a friend of mine an ambassadorship. He actually declared himself a non-resident alien because this country has basically gone into a corporate status, which started back with Abraham Lincoln's executive order, which put it under martial law, which we are still under.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't realize that. But, you know, and then in 1871, the government incorporated, and then in 1913... the states gave their rights back, which made everything a possession of the federal government, which is Washington, D.C. And we are no longer, of course, under the Treaty of 1789, the Constitution of the lowercase u, United States. Have you ever heard of any?
Yeah, we've heard about these things before. It's very interesting. I don't think it's something that's going to be a mainstream message at all. I don't think it's something. I mean, while I find it intriguing, I think most people would find it crackpot sounding.
Well, no, it's not, because you can see the evidence. Because when you look at the United States, it's always in all capital letters, and therefore they've taken everybody as a corporate citizen and made them into a corporate entity.
No,
yeah,
it's
I
not anything
too.
To me. Yeah, so why don't we just say no? How about we just say no to this, okay? Thanks for the call, Rolf. 800-259-5791. It doesn't matter to me what laws they pass and what they've said in Washington, D.C., or what the states have done. I want to be free.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The Jeep was the first to roll off the battlefield and into the showroom. Then came the mighty Hummer. But hold on to your helmet, because when we come back, there's a real bad boy that's coming for you. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. There's nothing gentle about the newest giant born on the battlefield, the Bad Boy Heavy Muscle Truck. The Bad Boy, weighing in at 6.5 tons, 21 feet long and 10 feet tall, is a luxury offspring of the Army's medium tactical vehicle. This mean machine integrates extravagance into a combat-worthy frame and includes an infrared camera system, night vision goggles, and a cabin filtration system designed to defend against biological fallout. If you're ready to climb behind the armor-plated wheel and into the black leather seats, bring a big Bad Boy checkbook, because it'll cost you between $200,000 and $750,000. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free, you can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. That is 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there, nearing 1,100 users. We've got over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through. All of it is free. Conversations ranging from the downright fun to the downright serious. All there. FreeTalkLive.com, the bulletin board system. All right, we're talking about how the president has basically come out and said that he doesn't give a damn about the Constitution. In fact, he says he thinks it's a GD piece of paper. But you know what I think about you, Bush? You're just a man. Yeah, that's right. Your S stinks too, George. You have to sit down on the porcelain throne just like everybody else. You belch. You probably fart. You're
sure
a man. You're a man just like anybody else. Who do you think you are? What, you think you've got power or something like that? The only reason you have this authority is because there's other people that believe that you do. There's other people who will tote weapons and carry guns at your command because they believe that you're an exalted man somehow.
People who have sworn, other people that'll carry guns that have sworn an oath to the same Constitution.
Right. Which he thinks is a GD piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. People who have died. Lots and lots of people that have died for that Constitution.
Right. For him to say something like that, I mean, how do you feel? How do you feel if you're a you know, somebody who was in the Marines or the Army, the military, after you hear George Bush say something like that? 800-259-5791. Bit of a slap in the face, isn't it?
I would imagine it is.
Let's talk to Jeff in Indiana. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, sir. How are you this evening?
Good. What's on your mind, Jeff?
I love your line of thought that you're on. I'm a first-time listener, never heard you guys before. Where are you out of?
Are you listening on the Internet?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. We're actually here in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. I'm in Indianapolis, by the way.
That's excellent. And, Jeff, we're actually live on Saturdays on WXNT 1430 up there in Indy, so you can catch us on the radio if you want.
Oh, well, that's interesting. You know, I listen to those neoconservatives on there all the time. They get me all riled up.
Well, we're on there Saturday nights from 7 to 9 Central. So
and
sure
we're getting the neoconservatives all riled up.
No doubt about it. So what's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
Well, I was interested in hearing you talking about, you know, how you don't know which position to take on Bush and this, that, and the other. And then I heard you talk to the caller before, and by the way, he said, well, there are laws and this, that, and the other. And you said, I don't need all their laws. I'll just stand up and state my claim. And when I was younger, we got involved, real heavily involved in the Patriot Movement. And there is a thing in their law called Title 15, United States Statutes at Large, which allows you to expatriate from the trust, the corporate government, what they call non-pro-tunk, which means from the beginning.
Okay.
And guess what the courts do with it? They look at it as a GD piece of paper.
Yeah, I bet they do.
They do. They look at it and they wipe their... Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about. And
right.
They give it no credence whatsoever. But the and
well, why should they? They have the guns.
You got that right. I agree with you. Now, about the Constitution, you know, when we started out in the Patriot Movement, there was a whole bunch of us, and we were going to turn the thing around.
Yeah.
And that's all we went and talked about was Constitution, Constitution, Constitution.
Right.
And finally, we came to the realization that, wait a minute, that same Constitution that everybody says ought to be upheld, it says that only gold and silver coin can be used as tender for payment of debt.
It sure does.
And it says that no state may emit bills of credit.
That's right. That's why they didn't have the state emit any bills of credit. Instead, they had a private organization named the Federal Reserve do it.
They went around it, but all the states are using unlawful, illegal money, and yet everyone thinks that there's a constitution that's still in effect today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our constitution had to be overthrown some time ago,
yeah.
Or we couldn't be walking around. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Well, it could be argued also that they've just sort of very carefully sidestepped the constitution. You could point out that the Federal Reserve
right.
isn't a federal program. It is a private organization, and that's how they got around it. But nonetheless, I mean, whether or not they've thrown the constitution away or they're just ignoring it, either way, it's clear that it's not in effect. It's clear that it was a good it was really a good intended sort of a thing. Like all good intentions, they go down the hell road.
It's clear that that inflation's stealing our wealth.
That's correct.
I mean, any money you've got in the bank, every time the inflation goes up, it takes away from the value of that money because it becomes worth less and less. And whenever the government needs money, all they have to do is print it.
That's right.
Right. And when we find out the truth in the end, in the very end, we're probably going to find out that all this war business. And I know the war getting ready to come up with Iran is nothing but money and their new oil borch that they're getting ready to open up over there. Have you gentlemen read about that?
I don't know what that is. An oil what?
Borst?
Borst, B-O-U-R-S-E.
What is that?
We have an index in New York where all the oil is traded on. Help me with the name of it.
NYSE? I don't know.
I thought the commodities exchange for oil was in Chicago.
I believe it's in New York.
Go ahead.
They're getting ready to open one in Iran, and it's got the people up top, the people who are running the oil and running the world, it's got them nuts. And Saddam Hussein was going to be in on it and said, yes, I'm in. It's backed by euros. It's got gold behind it. I'm in, and it was going to help to collapse our country, probably.
Mm. Well, they're doing a fine job. I mean, oil or no oil, the government's doing a fine job at collapsing this country simply by ignoring the Constitution and growing the state. But the bigger the state gets, the more likely we are going to have this house of cards fall to pieces.
I agree.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791 to Carl Tucci. He's not there anymore. Okay, then, 800-259-5791. So, you know, it was an honorable idea. It was a neat experiment, the whole America thing, the whole Constitution, trying to limit government, because you had, when you had the Constitution being written, you had two sides, the Federalists, the Anti-Federalists. You know, one side, of course, the Federalists were calling themselves Federalists, but in reality, they were the Anti-Federalists, and the Anti-Federalists couldn't call themselves Federalists, or they'd be confused with the people who were calling themselves Federalists. Nonetheless, one side was for a strong central authority, a strong central government, and the other side, Thomas Jefferson and his ilk, were doing everything they could to put some sort of provisions, a la the Bill of Rights, in there to restrict the strong central federal government. Seems to me that the strong central federal government has won the day.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
And, you've got an email that's going to tie in here about where are your lines drawn, because last night you were accused of being a fascist on the show. You definitely support the government in
by
some...
By my fellow show host.
That's right. You definitely support the government in some things that it does, and so this person's going to ask you where your line is drawn. We're going to get to that. In fact, I want you to pull it up.
I've got it.
Okay, good. Well, let's get to it right now.
Okay.
Because it's good. Good stuff.
Hi, Ismanwich. I can definitely appreciate the fact that you're the more normal element of Free Talk Live. Thank you.
If normal means people that like to use force on others. Okay, go ahead.
Making the show more accessible to people who may have been entirely unaware of the libertarian philosophy and its practical applications. I also respect the fact that you hold your beliefs strongly and defend them with both reason and passion. Because of this, I pay attention to what you have to say and value your opinions even when I don't necessarily agree with them. For these reasons, I desperately want to know, where do you draw the line, and why do you draw it there? How much government is appropriate, and in what areas of our lives? How do you determine that boundary? Is there some objective qualification?
Emotion.
No,
it's all emotion for you. That's my prediction. But I want to hear your answer. Coming up, 800-259-5791, man, which will explain how and where he draws his line. I predict it's going to be all squiggly. 800-259-5791, this is your show. Like your brain, man, which is all squiggly. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
It means I'm alive.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. We've got well over 500 of our listeners around the world that have added themselves to our listener map. It is totally free, of course. You punch in your location, your name, you can add a photo of yourself, even a little phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll get a little plot point on our map at map.freetalklive.com. So you can zoom in, you can zoom out, find out maybe who nearby you is also listening to the show. Maybe you'll run into an old college buddy like one of our listeners did.
There's like 500 plot points all over the world.
That's right.
And it's amazing to go look at the ones in the other countries, too.
That's right. And one of the things that I don't like about the map, the only thing I don't like, is when you go to the page for the first time, it doesn't show you all of them. It only shows you 100 out of the 500, otherwise it would take forever to load.
Yeah, there's a little thing at the bottom where you can click and show all the plot points.
Yeah, exactly. That's really cool to look at.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so map.freetalklive.com. You're in the middle of an email, Manwich, about your line. How do you draw your line? Is there a line for Manwich? How much government is the right amount for Manwich? How do you make these decisions is what the emailer is asking.
Well, and they actually ask, they desperately want to know where I draw my line and why I draw it there. How much government is appropriate and what areas? How do I determine what that boundary is?
Here's my prediction. I think that Manwich, you understand the principle. You understand the principle of I own myself. You understand that you shouldn't initiate force to achieve political or social goals. And you apply it, I would say, to 95% at least of the issues. You apply it consistently in principle. But when an issue comes along that kind of gets your emotions running high, that's when you tend to just stray from your principles and turn to mommy government. I don't know if there's any way that you could specifically outline it beyond the fact that I know it when I hear it. I know when I want the government to be involved when I hear it. Okay, now what's your
answer? Yeah, I can't see how I would phrase, if I actually believe the way you believe that I believe, how I would phrase that from my point of view to make it seem like it made sense, because I'm sure not going to say, well, whenever I get emotionally riled up, I run to mommy government. Like, I'm not going to say that.
Of course not.
There's just no way
to be honest.
Say that. How would it be? Okay. How do I determine that boundary? Is there some objective qualification that you can distinguish between public and private concerns? I don't accept the harm principle on the basis that the weight of the common good versus personal liberty is entirely subjective. Different people consider things to be more harmful than others. What's your gold standard? At what point does government trump personal sovereignty?
So, what about it?
I would say that I use reason. I decide the issues that I don't think that people can handle personal freedom on. Like the FAA issue.
Right. Flying cars.
Flying cars.
Flying cars, underage anything, drinking,
underage
sex.
Well, now that's a legitimate libertarian deviation.
Okay.
There are good libertarians on both sides of that issue,
right.
As far as, you know, should we give freedom, complete freedom to kids? Should we not?
I think there's good libertarians on both sides of the flying car issue, too.
It basically runs back to the abortion issue to some extent. I mean, you know, how much control does a woman have over her body? Those kind of things.
So it's wherever you think that people need the help of the state, wherever Manwich thinks it's appropriate. There's no line in the sand for you. It's just somewhere in your brain.
Well, I will tell you this, is that I believe that libertarians are considered to be a fringe group by the average American. And I believe that crackpot probably comes up in their nomenclature somewhere when they're talking about libertarians, if they know anything about libertarians.
Yeah, I think most people just don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Right.
And the whole idea is very foreign to them, very scary. And I believe that we need to make a certain level of transition. Yes, I think we need to make a big overhaul quickly. But I think that you can't say to people, I want to get rid of roads. That'll drive them nuts.
Nobody would say that.
That's precisely what
they're done by people that care about them.
But it's the same thing to somebody who doesn't believe. How in the world is private industry going to build roads? How? People don't get
Obviously,
it.
Obviously, that's not an opening issue, man.
It's clearly not an opening issue.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Richard in Australia.
But my philosophy has more to do with making libertarianism palatable for the average man.
Interesting answer. Richard in Australia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
G'day again, guys. Look,
hello,
speaking about an opening issue, one of my favourite opening lines for people who get on there about the government is I turn around on them and I say, oh, by the way, thanks for buying me a new gun. They go, what? What do you mean? And I point out to them that about 2 years ago, after two people were shot down here, the government decided that they would buy back some of our handguns.
Mm-hmm.
And they banned things above 40 cal and ones of a certain length. So what we did, we queued up for about 4 hours, handed in our old guns, got our check, went out the next day and bought a new gun.
I see.
$150 million they spent buying us new guns.
Incredible.
So look, just to show you that the governments are stupid all around the place, but they do give me a good lead in line.
Yes, and governments all around the world are just stupid, stupid, stupid. How are things in Australia anyway?
Well, they go okay. We had a couple of things with supposed race riots up in Sydney. Has got everybody up.
Oh, I thought you said rice riots. I thought people were rioting over rice.
No,
that's just the ducks.
Okay.
Up in Sydney, and there's
so what races are rioting?
Yeah.
I've heard about this, but I don't know everything about it.
Yeah, what the story is there was a group of Lebanese blokes who apparently, well, they're Australian, but everyone says they're Lebanese and should be deported, not realising that they're still bloody citizens over here.
Right.
Had beaten someone up, and it was just, it served as a bit of a trigger point for a local surfy gang, and so everybody's up in arms saying, you know, oh, it's the Arabs' fault, it's the Anglos' fault, and
Can't we all just get along, Richard? Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show toll-free 1-800-259-5791. 800-259-5791, Tuesday edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So plenty of time for your calls, and the phones are blowing up. So if you're on the hold, be patient. We will get to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the free stuff that we give you. Live streams, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, the bulletin board system, and more. All of it is on the house. And if you appreciate that, well, we'd appreciate your vote. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Very simple. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address to vote for the show. It's vote.freetalklive.com. And your votes will help put us, help keep us in the top five of the top five podcasts of the world. I believe we're ranked at number 3 right now, thanks to the hundreds of you that have gone and voted so far this month. It's just a once-a-month thing. All we ask is that you go to vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to Cody in Ohio.
Hello.
Cody, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to ask Manwich where he draws the line, because, you know, it was kind of fuzzy as to what
he thought was acceptable and what was not acceptable. I'm 14, and I just wanted to know what he thought. Like, should I be allowed to, you know, have sex at this age? Look at porn. You know, smoke. Cannabis or drink alcohol. I mean, what does he think?
I don't think you should be able to do any of those unless your parents say it's okay.
So even if I go out, go somewhere else, go to someone else's house and do that, I shouldn't be allowed to do it there either.
You'd be disobeying your parents' rules, and you would have to face the repercussions thereof if you were caught.
Okay.
Just like I had to face mine if I was caught.
You're not going to advocate a law against that sort of thing. You're just saying your parents are going to punish you.
Yeah.
I mean, and I understand, and I got to agree with you, man, which, I mean, if you're living under somebody's roof, then they have the ability to set rules for you, especially if you aren't paying rent. But if you want to move out, I personally think that, as a 14-year-old, if you decide that you're ready for the world, if you decide that you're ready to go out and make it on your own,
you're
as
crazy.
Soon as I think as soon as you are mentally prepared and take on those extra responsibilities at that point, then you become an adult in my mind. But as long as you're living with your parents, I don't care if you're 30 years old and living with your parents, you still have to follow their rules.
So what if, but when would you advocate passing a law, man? Which, because you said, that you think that only, I mean, like Ian was talking about, how you only really advocate doing, something, breaking your principles when you get emotionally attached to it. So when...
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah, I don't
know
what
you said.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
He doesn't have enough integrity to agree with that.
Because, I mean, like, so if I, was... And 8-year-old, do you think I should be allowed to do that if my parents agree?
As far as laws go, I think that the parents should be able to sue other parents that allow you to view that stuff inside their home.
Wait, somebody else's? Well, hold on. Meaning my parents could sue my friend's parents for allowing me to view porn in their house?
Assuming that they did it of their own consent. I mean, boys will be boys, and you guys are going to find porn on the internet.
Yeah.
And, I mean, let's not be too
hasty.
Don't
you wish you were a kid these days, man?
I mean, we had a fort built out. The first time I saw a pornographic magazine,
right,
there was a fort at the end of our street in a wooded area. And all the boys, we had a little club, we rode around our bikes, and somebody found a dirty magazine. And that's not like the dirty stuff you see now.
No.
These are just women with their clothes off.
Right.
Period.
Playboy or something.
Yeah, so something to
something
that effect.
Tame.
Yeah, very.
Thanks for the call,
tame.
Cody. We
okay,
appreciate the
you.
Questions, man. 800-259-5791. On the way, we got Monroe, we got Walt, Matthew, and your calls as well. Ladies, you come first if you dial in, 800-259-5791. We will put you to the front of the queue here. On the way, hour two coming up. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about how Chinese people are dying over eminent domain. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...